So we continue today in Simin Yudalid Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hashol mechaveru talis she'ena mitzuyetzes, potter milahatil botzitzis kol shloshim yom. If a person borrows a talis from his friend that does not have tzitzis, a four-cornered garment from my friend that does not have tzitzis, so one is not obligated or one is exempt from putting tzitzis on that garment for the first 30 days that one has it in one's possession. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says ksuscha, that you're only obligated to put tzitzis on your clothing, velo shalacherim, but you're not obligated to put tzitzis on clothing that you don't own, even if you are borrowing it from another. Aval acher shloshim yom, but after 30 days, chayiv midrabanan. After 30 days, even though, again, a person still doesn't own the garment, I'm only borrowing it from my friend, still I have to put tzitzis on it, midrabanan, mipnei sheniras kishalo, because at the end of the day, it has the appearance as if it is mine. The Rama writes, Hago, he says, ve'im hechziru toch shloshim yom v'chazru ulakacho, eno mitztarif, rak po'inan shloshim yom ritzufim. So he quotes the Limuki Yosef, who explains that if, let's say, I borrowed it, and I went ahead and I borrowed it for 15 days, and then I gave it back, and then I borrowed it again for another 15 days. So the Rama writes that those two 15 days don't combine into 30 days. Rather, in order for me to be chayiv to put tzitzis on a borrowed garment, it has to be 30 contiguous days. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch a little bit before we go on. Shulchan Aruch and Sifka and Tess writes Potter. V'hamatil botzitzis umavarech lo hifsid, kimonoshim sheyecholos levarech al mitzas asesha azman grama, af shepturos, umemela yocholotzos lotzis bo b'shabbos or srabim dinoy hula beged. So the Mishnah Berurah just writes, as much as technically speaking, one is exempt from putting tzitzis on a borrowed garment, if one chose to do so, then one certainly can, and one could even make a bracha. No difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, then let's say again a woman is exempt from mitzvos asei shazman grama, from time-bound mitzvos, yet if she wants to perform it, she absolutely can. So to over here, one is exempt from putting tzitzis on a borrowed garment, but if one wants to, one certainly can. Midrabanan. So remember, after 30 days, one is obligated to put tzitzis on the garment, midrabanan. V'yivarech aleh, and then one can make a bracha on it. V'socher dino kishoel. And he just points out that somebody who rents the garment is the same status as one who borrows it. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan. Excuse me. Let's go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, Shala kishim tzuyetzes. But if one borrowed the garment, once the garment already has tzitzis, you see, in the first case in the Shulchan Aruch, he was dealing with borrowing a garment and then putting tzitzis on it afterwards. In this case over here, I'm borrowing the tzitzis. I'm borrowing the garment once it already has tzitzis on it. So what is the halacha? Mevarech. Aleha miyad, one is permitted to go ahead, one makes a bracha immediately upon borrowing that garment. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nidalf Mevarech Aleha, V'yesh machmirin v'sovrin shol levarech ele imkei nasan lo beferish matala manas lahachzir. So some say that again, one should not make a bracha on such a garment, since it is not suscha, it's not mine, unless of course, when I borrowed it from the individual, he gave it to me as a matana, as a gift, and even if it's a gift, amanas lahachzir, it's a gift that's conditional upon giving it back, that's still called a gift, and therefore halacha lemaisa, one would make a bracha on this type of borrowing. But again, the majority of the achronim say that no, even just stam a borrowing, even if I'm not borrowing it explicitly with as a matana, a gift on the condition to return, still I make a bracha. V'atamhu d'ha adaita d'hachi yesh'ila lo shivarech aleha v'cheivan she'efsho levarech ele imkein tiyeshalo haviki ilu nesanala matana amenas lahachzir. So the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. When I borrowed the talis from my friend, I'm obviously borrowing it with the intention that I want to go ahead and make a bracha on it, and my friend understands that I can only make a bracha on it if I have some level of quasi-ownership. Therefore, by definition, his intention is to give it to me as a matana amanas lahachzir. His intention, and the chap over here, is even though that is not the stated intention, it's the implied intention that he wants me to be able to use this four-corner garment, this talis, in the right way, to be able to use it in the right way, meaning to make a bracha on it, I have to own it. And therefore, again, by definition, it's implied that he's conveying some level of ownership, even limited ownership, like a matana amanas lahachzir, like giving a gift with the condition to give it back. But the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, it goes without saying that when you borrow it, if you borrow a talis from someone and you want to be able to make a bracha on it, it would appear that lechatchila one should ask explicitly for the lender to give it to me as a matana amanas lahachzir. The dafka im shah mimenu talis amyuchal mitzvah. But this is all talking about, if I'm literally borrowing a talis that is used for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Avalim hubege da omi lelevisha. Rakevan shepasuach ruba osin bo tzitzis velo nasa bishal mitzvah tzitzis. Vechenim shal tas. So again, but if I'm borrowing a garment, let's say, but it just happens to be a four-cornered garment, but it's not used for the sake of a mitzvah. It just happens to be because of the realities of the garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. Or for that matter, vechenim shal talis la'alos la'torah. O la'avor lefneateva o leduchin. She'ino ele mishum kavod. Or if I'm borrowing a talis from my friend because I got an aliyah, or because I'm davening for the amid, or because I'm going up to duchin. In all of these cases, I'm putting on a talis because of kavod tzibur. That's one of the ways in which we give honor to the tzibur, honor to the congregation, as I'm going to put on a talis. Ein mevarchin alav. In these cases, one does not make a bracha on the talis. Du ulai haya ritzono lahashilo rak lamalbush luchud v'lo lahaknoslo. Because in these circumstances where I'm not borrowing the garment in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's possible that my friend only gave it to me as a garment. He only gave it to me to borrow, but did not have in mind to convey ownership to me. And therefore, again, I would not make a bracha in these circumstances. V'yesh cholkin baze. Others disagree, and they say, no, svilu d'b'chol gavni m'mechem m'varchinon. And they say, no, any time that you borrow a talis from your friend, it's understood that he's giving you ownership over the quasi-ownership over that talis, and therefore you should make a bracha on it. Al kin kasa v'derach ha'chaim di'yoser tov she'chavin b'chol idlo shelo liknos kadeh shelo yitztarech levarech l'chuli amo levad me'atalis she'shabes atzilat esbo. So the Derach ha'chaim says the way to sidestep all of these issues is to have explicit intent not to acquire the talis. If I have explicit intent not to acquire the talis, then at the end of the day, it goes without saying that I don't make a bracha on it. The chozeh betalisos shal ish prati. This is all talking about talisos of individuals. Ava betalisos shal akal kein shalanu hamitzuyas bevatei knesios. But let's say you go into a shul, and the shul has extra talisim. Sarech levarech alav lekuli amo. Afilu kishalov shorak la'avar lefnei ateva olalas l'tora. Mishum de talis shal kal adaita Esrog. See, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah writes, but that's only true, meaning when do we say that it's a suffix, meaning when do we say that there's a doubt in terms of the bracha about a talis? That's if you're borrowing a talis for your friend. So again, let's be clear. In the Mishnah Berurah's model, if I'm borrowing my friend's talis, let's say to davenin, so all would agree that in that circumstance, there's an implied conveyance of ownership. My friend wants me to be yotzei the mitzvah. Being yotzei the mitzvah would enable me to go, would mean allowing me to recite the bracha. My ability to recite the bracha is dependent on my ability to own the garment. Therefore, there's a implied conveyance of ownership of the talis to me. The problem comes up in situations where I'm not putting on the talis to be yotzei the mitzvah. I'm davening for the amid, I'm duchening, I'm getting an aliyah, so I'm just putting on the talis to covet seaboard. That's where the suffix comes up. That's where it's not clear, did my friend convey ownership to me or not? And therefore, again, the Derech HaChaim says the best way to deal with those kind of situations is have in mind not to acquire the talis. If I have in mind not to acquire the talis, then it's clear I'm not going to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is all when you're borrowing a talis from an individual. But if you're borrowing a talis from the shul, And the Mishnah Berurah explains that with the talis in the shul, the whole chap is that the shul wants the person who borrows the talis to acquire it. It's your talis. From the time that you're in shul and you use it, you have full ownership and full usage of that talis. Therefore, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you are using a shul talis for an aliyah, then halacha lemaisa, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would go ahead and make a bracha. So according to Mishnah Berurah, if you are borrowing a talis from a friend to get an aliyah, so it sounds like you wouldn't make, it's a suffix if you make a bracha, and the conventional wisdom would be, have in mind not to acquire the talis. But if you're putting on a shul talis in order to go ahead and get an aliyah or to duchen, then it sounds like according to the Mishnah Berurah, that in fact one should go ahead and recite a bracha. Now it's interesting. He says over here, he refers us to the Ber Halacha, who quotes the Shaar Ephraim. And the Shaar Ephraim says the following. He says at the end of the Ber Halacha, he quotes the Lechem Chamudos, who says, that's one who goes in and puts on a talis for the sake of Kavod Tzibur, for the sake of honor to the congregation, meaning I'm putting on a talis because I'm getting an aliyah, I'm davening for the Amud, where I'm not putting it on for the sake of the mitzvah, just for Kavod Tzibur. before, he paskins ein mevarech. One should not go ahead and make a bracha. And that seems to be the general approach. So there's a machlokes, even though the Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like that whenever you're putting on a talis that belongs to the tzibur, that belongs to the shul, for the sake of getting a kibud or getting an aron davening for the amud, that you should make a bracha, conventional practice is not like that. We paskin like the Shari Ephraim, and we essentially say the following. This is very important halacha lemaisa practically, because what this is saying is if you're getting an aliyah and you borrow a shul talis, so again, if you borrow your friend's talis, then it would seem to be the best ideas to have in mind not to acquire it, and you're fine. But the truth is, we don't even need that, because the Shari Ephraim holds that any time you're putting on a talis because of kavod tzibur, out of respect to the congregation, because you're getting an aliyah, because you're davening for the amud, because you're duchening, any time you're putting on a talis for that purpose, halacha lemaisa Shari Ephraim paskins, you do not recite a bracha. The only time a bracha is recited on talis is if one is actually putting on talis to discharge, to fulfill the mitzvah. But just for kavod tzibur, whether it's the shul talis, whether it's your friend's talis, one does not have to make a bracha. Now, the exception to this might be, and if it's a situation when it's your own talis. If it's your own talis that you're putting on, so there are many who say that halacha lemaisa, one should make a bracha. But it would appear to be that bottom line, one could rely on the Shari Ephraim in all of these circumstances. In all of these circumstances, and one would not have to make a bracha on a talis anytime one is putting it on simply because of kavod tzibur. Let's just see this last Mishnah Berurah, Yud Beis, Miyad, Ayin Simen. Remember, so this is the Shulchan Aruch said that if you're borrowing a talis that already has tzitzis on it, you can make a bracha on it immediately. Ayin Simen Tafresh Nun Chasif, Hele Inyan Lulav, Uprima Gadim Sham, Umizen Nilmad Le Inyanenu, De Gam Kain, De Sarach Lach Zir La Nosim Bizmano, Hainu Im Hayom Yotzebo Balov, Yoshiv Lo Al Kolponon Lamachra, Kodim Atvil Kedeshia Lo Baasmo Gam Kain Malotzes. This is very important. If you borrow a talis from someone, let's say I don't have my talis with me, I'm borrowing my talis from my friend to Davin, it's important that I give back that talis before the next time my friend is going to have to use it. Meaning, so if I borrow it today, I have to give it back to him before tomorrow morning. So Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. He says, if I borrow a talis from my friend and I don't give it back to him in time for him to use it the next time, it would appear that the matana is retroactively voided. The gift is retroactively voided. Therefore, it turns out that the bracha that I made was in fact a bracha levatala. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says just a very important point of caution here, that if you do borrow a talis from someone to discharge your obligation, you must make sure to return it back to the person before the next time he's going to need it to fulfill his mitzvah. Nearly pashit din niskalkel talis o achas mitzitziyo seha eitzel ha-shoel af shahaya al yidei ones velo hechzir lo kimo shalak ha eino yotzei ba mitzvah. So this is very important, that if one borrowed a talis, and let's say the tzitzis, something happened to the talis or one of the tzitzis, we must fix it before returning it. But if you did not go ahead and fix it before returning it, then again, it turns out that halachically, the matana, quote-unquote, would be voided, and therefore it turned out that I did not fulfill my mitzvah with this particular talis. So the point that Mishnah Berurah is urging us is that lemaisa, if you borrow, make sure to give it back in a timely fashion, and if something happens to that talis while you are using it, you are responsible to fix it and return it back to the owner in a whole state. We'll stop over here in Mirtz Hashem. On Sunday, the Daf Yomi Bahalocha continues in Semen Yudalid, Sif Dalid. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, and a beautiful Yom Tov.